Dara, what's your full name?
Dara Michael Thomas Regan Purdue.
Well, it is a pleasure to meet you, can I say. My name's Ollie. Tell us a little bit about Antarctica. Were telling me about Antarctica.
So there's penguins in Antarctica, which it's also very cold, and it's bright for 6 months in the summer.
Wow.
And dark for 6 months in the winter.
Would you like to live someplace that's dark for 6 months and bright for six months?
Yeah, I would. And it's a trip of a lifetime.
Oh, I'd say.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. But would it not be very cold, Dara?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it reaches down to like -110.
Gosh, that's very cold.
Yeah, I know.
That is really cold. You'd need, I don't know, two, maybe three sets of socks on, would you?
Yeah, and
a big woolly hat. And a big furry coat.
Yes, and also there's over 50 million penguins living in this continent, Antarctica.
50 million penguins? Do you know, I'm amazed how the penguins, who all look the same to me, know each other. They're able to find their babies and stuff and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Don't know, but basically Antarctica is so south. It's the southernmost continent in the world.
Wow.
And it's the only continent when there's no countries.
Wow, that's really something. It sounds like an extraordinary place. You'd obviously like to go sometime, would you?
And have you ever been to Antarctica?
I've never been to Antarctica, but you know, because you've been talking about it there now, I think I'd love to see it.
Yeah, you've never been to Antarctica.
Never been.
Why?
Never been. Well, I just never got around to it. I never had the opportunity, you know. But we're going to have a serious look at that. Tell me, what's your favourite thing to do?
My favourite thing to do is... I like playing Crossy Road.
Do you now?
Crossy Road.
Love it.
Yeah, did you play Crossy Road?
I've never played Crossy Road. How do you play Crossy Road?
So you have to move up. You can have all skins. It spawns you out with the chicken. You've never played Crossy Road. And you can get stuff from the prize machine. I can't afford Slippy Penguin at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah, I need to pay 10,000 coins for it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, that sounds good. I must check that out.
I only have like 200 coins or something.
Wow. Well, we'll be working on that. What's your favourite colour?
It's multicoloured because I love the decibels, which I see them go up in colour and different colours.
You were telling me you love studying sound, yeah.
Yeah, I love studying.
And which is measured in?
Decibels and the Krakatoa eruption happened in 1883.
Wow. Krakatoa, that big volcano erupted.
Yeah.
I'd say that was very loud.
Yeah, it was the loudest thing that ever happened in the world in recorded history.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 310 decibels. There's also some
310. How loud is, I don't know, an airplane? How loud is an airplane?
140.
God, you didn't have to think about that. Wow, 140. Here's Krakatoa, well over 300 decibels.
Yeah.
Must have been so loud.
Yeah, and not only that, every 10 decibels goes up 4 times.
Wow.
So, like, even if you lowered Krakatoa to 300 decibels, it'd be 4 times quieter.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, Dara, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so very much for doing that.
And how do you know that it erupted?
How do we know that it erupted? Well, there'd be all sorts of volcanic evidence, wouldn't there?
And there's also somebody called Robert Pershing Wadlow, and he was 8 feet 11 inches tall.
Do you know, I've only been studying a little bit about him. He was 1 inch off 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. I'd love to have met him, wouldn't you?
Then there's also, But sadly, he died in 1940.
You're dead right. He was only 22.
Yeah, he was only 22.
Yeah. My gosh. Imagine being 9 feet tall, almost 9 feet tall. Imagine trying to get through doorways and ceilings and even drive a car. I don't think you'd be able to drive a car.
So why do they have doorways that are so short?
Well, for most people, those doorways would be pretty good. But for the likes of a man who's nearly 9 feet tall, that would be a different story. Would you like to be that tall?
Yes.
You would?
Because if then stuff up really high, I could just reach up to them if they're up really high.
Exactly, yes. You wouldn't have to get a stepladder or anything. You'd be able to just reach it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
And also the ceilings as well. They don't have ceilings up that high as well because for normal people, that's fine.
Yeah, well, that's incredible. Well, listen, thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah.
And a pleasure to meet you, Dara.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, it's 2026.
It is. Yeah, and I hope it's a great 2026 for you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since last year.
That's right. Yeah, it's been a while. But great to see you again.
And I know what WLR stands for.
What's it stand for?
Waterford Local Radio.
You are so right. Well done. Well done. Thank you so very much. Thanks, Dara.